with your permission, just continuing Pirkei Avot. Shimon ben Shatach Omer, he says, having marbe lachkor et ha'edim, you should be very thorough in your interrogation of witnesses. Ve'hevei zahir bidvarecha, be very careful with your words, shema mitocham ilmedu l'shaker, lest from your words they will learn to lie. What does that mean? How would they learn to lie from your words? So what is it talking about over here? So you're investigating the witnesses. So when you investigate them, be very careful what you say, because they may be able to find something within the lines. This is the way Rashi explains it, within the lines of what you're saying, to say, oh, I can lie about this, and he won't figure it out. He won't pick up on what I'm saying. I always like to use this Mishnah as actually a reference to the Gemara. There's a Gemara that explains, I believe it's in Masechet Sukkah, if I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says that anything that comes out of your mouth, let's say when you're talking to your children, for example, you should always make sure to fulfill what you say. Anything that comes out of your mouth. Why? Because if not, then your children will learn to lie. They will learn to lie from your words. So from your words, people can learn to lie. And I think maybe that's something that what the Mishnah is, it's not necessarily the pshat of what the Mishnah is saying, but it's something you can get a hint out of what the Mishnah is saying, is sometimes when you're not careful to keep your word, then the people around you can very easily learn from you to lie as well. You know, I had a recent situation with my son, where my son wanted me to play with him in the basement. I had just gotten home, I was about to eat dinner. So he was, you know, the children, I was grabbing my arm, come to the basement. So I told him, I have to eat dinner, but I'll come in 20 minutes. My wife said, why did you say 20 minutes? So the dinner is not ready, it's going to take 10 more minutes. And then by the time the food got on the table, whatever, I had 10 minutes to eat. I finished the first few bites, then all of a sudden, 20 minutes is up. So I got up from my seat, I ran to the basement. Because he knows, even from a young age, he knows that if I don't fulfill what I'm saying, even from such a young age, then they learn, oh, Abba doesn't keep his word. He doesn't keep what he's saying, so I can do the same thing. So I can say something. So you have to be extremely careful, especially with your children, but even more so with the people around you, that when something comes out of your mouth, you do the utmost. You know, who was it? I saw someone last night. I saw someone at an event. He came up to me. He was upset about something, so he needed someone to vent to. And he came to me. I don't know why me, but he came to me. It has nothing to do with me. But he came to me to vent, and he said the following. He said, I'm very upset with this person. I said, okay, why? I was caught off guard. He said, he says this, but he doesn't fulfill it. So he said to me a line, and I won't forget the line that he said. He said, if you're going to keep what you say, then say it. And if not, don't open your mouth. This is what he said. It's a very important line. If you're going to keep what you're going to say, don't open your... Then you can say whatever you want, because anything that comes out of your mouth, you'll keep. But if you don't know for sure if you'll keep it or not, then there's no reason to open up your mouth or not. Many people, they like to do the Bli Neder game. You know the Bli Neder? Everything they say, Bli Neder, Bli Neder, Bli Neder. Hamachi, Bli Neder. So everything you say, you just get off the hook with the Bli Neder. Bli Neder, Bli Never. You know, you never actually come to fulfill it. Chas v'shalom. That's not what Bli Neder was created for. Bli Neder is you don't want to, God forbid, be accepting upon yourself to take a Neder. So you say Bli Neder so that it doesn't take effect. But not that anytime you say Bli Neder, you don't have to keep your word. That's not what it means. So we should learn from this Mishnah to always try to keep anything that comes out of our mouth. And when doing so, that's how we receive Bezat Hashem, the best Baruch Hashem.